Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Faith Alive, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny of God for our lives. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton, and I'm so grateful that you're here listening, tuning in to this 15-minute empowerment that is going to motivate you and encourage you in your walk of faith as a kingdom ambassador. This encouragement that we receive in this broadcast, causes you to understand and know that God is preparing you. You're going through a process and God is preparing you for your tomorrow. That tomorrow is where he's going to use you. He's going to bless you. He's going to cause that business, that talent, that gift to be seen by many people. Many lives are going to be changed, going to be blessed because of your obedience. When God chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. The word that God has spoken in your life must come to pass. It must be that which is established. And the word reminds us that God has given us with favor with man and God. He's given us favor. That favor place is that place where God gives us favor with him and man. He causes his favor and his grace to be upon our lives, and that favor causes men and their resources to find us, to bless us, and to overtake us. God allows that favor to be there so that we understand it is by his grace that we are moving, that we are operating, that he's allowing doors to open. In 1 Samuel 22, we see that David was hiding in the cave of Adullam. He was hiding there because Saul knew that God had chosen David to be the next king and that David was his replacement, and he was jealous of David. He was scared of David. He feared him because he understood the God that was operating in, because the word lets us understand and know that God had taken his spirit off of Saul and put his anointing on David. David was hiding in there. His family heard about where he was and they came. And then the Bible says that 400 men also came to where David was, and these men were despondent. They were in debt. They were discontent, but they, in their conditions, they did not stop to say, I have to take care of this first. They understood that they needed to connect with David. Where they were in their life and what was going on was a lot, but they understood they needed to connect with David, which means that God gave David favor in their eyes, that these 400 men would leave where they were, leave what was going on with them, leave their family, and come and join themselves to David and know to make sure that the will of God was going to happen and manifest in his life, and that they themselves were going to have victory because they were going to make the victory of God, the destiny of God for David manifest. So they were going to be blessed in the process. And many of these men became commanders and captains of David's army. Some of them moved in other positions in his kingdom throughout his 40-year reign. But because they decided to show favor and to walk in favor and give favor to David, they were blessed and their families were blessed because of that. We also see this type of favor in the life of Abraham. Abraham received favor and resources. These kings that were in the land of Egypt, even though Abraham had deceived them concerning his wife, saying that she was his sister because God had purpose on his life. God's hand was on his life. God was going to use him. God made sure that even those kings could not kill him, even though they had the power and the authority to do so, they could not kill him because God had a purpose for his life, and God was showing him favor and giving resources to him that these other kings provided to him so that his wealth, so that he increased greatly in the things that God says. This place of process is the place that prepares us, as I said before, for maturity, for where God has taken us. It stretches us, it grows us, and as we go through this process, we trust God and obey him. We trust and believe him. God walks us through every place that he needs to walk us to mature us and get us ready for our tomorrow. He keeps his hand on us. He keeps his hand on us. It's that Jabez. He keeps his hands on us to lead us where we need to go. And as we submit ourselves to the Lord and we allow him to develop our heart, we become like that Joshua generation that went into and possessed, and not like the generation of the desert that stayed there and got exactly what their mouth had complained and said that they needed and would happen to them. We receive something greater because we trust in the Lord. Our faith is being made, and it's that genuine faith, that faith that even though the fire that is coming to our lives to test and trials, it comes and it purifies us. It causes the dross of our life to go to the top, to the surface, and be taken away, so that what is left is genuineness, the realness, which is our faith. And our faith is more precious than silver and gold. It remains strong and it endures and perseveres to the very end for the glory of God. We become a praise report, so to speak, in the earth, so that others will see the greatness and the glory of God. Our process matures us as we walk by faith and not by sight, as Abraham, so that we can see like Abraham by faith and hope against hope to see the fulfillment of God's promises in our life. And the Bible lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing and receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then the promises of and blessings of Abraham are ours. And we thank God for that. In the time that we have remaining in this 15 minutes, we're going to reference you to some scriptures and encourage you in the Word of God and build you up so that you know that you're headed somewhere, that God has taken you somewhere. And when we look at Joshua, the 21st chapter, verse 45, tongue is tied today, and the Amplified Bible, it says this: there failed no part of anything which the Lord had promised to the house of Israel. And you need to put your name there, Cheryl, to the house of Cheryl. To the house of Cheryl, all came to pass. That means I'm expecting some things in this year because God has promised, because he's spoken, because he's said some things regarding the promise and the fulfilling of the promise. He said things in the forecast for 2024 concerning a lot of things, government, money, and what's going on in society, what's going on in the world, what he's going to do, what we're expecting to see, even things the enemy is trying to do. He's let us understand, know that, but he also said this was going to be a time where he's going to allow his promised place to collide in our lives. So we can expect to see that. We can expect to understand that and know that that's going to be ours because God had said it and he will not fail in his promises. Hebrews 6:13-18 in the Message Bible says this, and this is what I want you to also get. But first let me get Ezekiel 12:28. It says, therefore, say to them, thus says the Lord, there shall none of my words be deferred or be delayed anymore, but the word which I've spoken shall be performed, says the Lord. So we can look to that. And then Hebrews 6:13-18 in the Message Bible said this: when God made his promise to Abraham, he backed it all the way, putting his own reputation on the line. He said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Blessed and blessed and blessed. Abraham stuck it out and got everything that had been promised to him. When people make promises, they guarantee them by appeals to some authority above them, so that if there's any questions, that they'll be good on their promise. That authority will back it up. When God, this is the part right here, when God wanted to guarantee his promise, he gave his word, rock solid guarantee. God can't break his word. Let me say that again. God can't break his word. And because his word cannot change, the promise is likewise unbreakable. My God, this is so wonderful to me, because the Lord has spoken this year that he is going to allow his promise to come in our lives and be fulfilled. He's going, the things that he's spoken, that was one of the things that he said, that the promise, there's something that God told you specifically in your personal life, in your family, in your body, in your ministry, in the works of your hand, with your children, whatever it was he had spoken to you and said he was going to do, and you've been waiting for it, and you've been waiting and trusting God for it, and you haven't seen it yet. The enemy tried to make you believe that God didn't have the power to do it, or you were wrong, or you were sinned, or something like that, and God kept telling you, I'm going to do it, that you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. That's one of the things the Lord spoke to me this before this year came several times. He started in September. He started in November. Every single month up until this time and even this month, he kept saying to me, you're not forgotten. I haven't forgotten you. You're not forsaken. I will do what I said. Trust me. And it led me up to this moment when he spoke to me and told me in September about what was going to, some things that was going to happen in 24. He made sure that he gave me the promise of what he will do in my life, in my ministry, in my family, in different areas of my life. And I am grateful that I have an ear to hear, and God reveals his counsel, his moves to me and to those who are in alignment to his will to hear from him. And I'm so grateful. God has promised to do that. So the Lord said he was going to allow his promise to collide in the spirit realm into our lives. He's going to allow that promise to collide in a Kairos moment, a Kairos opportunity, where he was going to make the promise place, because the promise is not stuff. It's a place that we walk in that causes us to now produce that promise in every area, and everything that we're trying to refute that promise, God makes it bow. If you look and study the life of David, look and study the life of Abraham, look and study the life of different ones in the Bible, because of the promise that God gave, even when they faced difficult situations, those situations had to bow to the authority of what God promised, because God cannot fail and he cannot lie. It had to bow. It could not overtake that person. It could not destroy them. Saul could not kill David. The kings could not kill Abraham. The Pharisees and Sadducees could not kill Jesus, because he had to fulfill promise. And so we understand and know that when God says, I'm going to fulfill my promise in your life, he's taking you and shifting you into a promise place where you walk in continuously through what he says, as the door of what he said is going to be manifest in your life. He's going to make that Kairos moment, that opportune time, be the place where he allows the door to be open, because Jesus is that door, and we walk through it by faith, and he's going to take that chronos, our natural order of time, and make that thing produce what he said, make exactly what I said, because he is that kind of God. He says, I'm not going to lie. And then I say it happen in your life and manifest in your life, because I'm that kind of God. You can look to it. And what I like to draw to that is Amos 9, 13 and 15. But I'm going to read that first part of it. It says, it's going to happen so fast, your head will swim one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will happen at once. And everywhere you look, blessings like wine poured out of the mountain. On heels, I'll make everything right again for my people. This is God talking. And at the end, when you read down in the Message Bible, it says God's decree. God is going to do it, because he's that kind of God. And I want you to be encouraged and know that whatever God has said in your, for your life, look for it and expect it every single day in 2024. Continue to stay aligned to his will and his truth. Do not bow or bend to anything that God is telling you. He is going to do exactly what I said. Don't compromise. Stay right there in the place where you submit it to God. I am Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for listening to Favor Life, the process of day where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for your life. And if you want to hear from us or you want to share this to someone to encourage them, we want to do so. And we want you to be able to contact us. You can contact us on Instagram at Abraham_Covenant or on Facebook, Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise International Ministries. Also, you can contact me at Cheryl_Thaxton, Thaxton. Thank God for each and every one of you. And until the next time, I want you to know that you've been made more than a conqueror because of Jesus Christ. And because he is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Be blessed until the next time.